Are you struggling to find your purpose in life? Do you feel like something is missing and you need some guidance? Do you often feel unfulfilled with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis? Well, I'm here to tell you, you don't have to feel that way anymore. I'm here to help you through your journey in life to gain clarity, find purpose, and passion. My name is Jose Miguel Longo. I'm a gay Hispanic, a husband, dog daddy, advocate for social justice, and DEI. Ally for all LGBTQ+, a career and life coach and millennial born in 1983. I have spent my time since the age of 14 working my way around the world of work. I know my God-given talents are to help those around me to gain clarity in their lives while finding their passion and purpose. For the last decade, I've spent my time coaching college students and alums from all three generations, X, Y, and Z, in designing their career stories and mapping what they want to do in their lives. Whether it's gaining clarity in who you are and what you're meant to do, learning to build a resume or write a cover letter, holding you accountable and building your career journey, or designing your life, the podcast Coaching for Millennials is a how-to guide for all things career, life, and a sprinkle of everything in between. It is an all-inclusive space for meaningful conversations on topics happening in our world right now. It is a space for people to go on a holistic journey in uncovering their passion and purpose. I'm here for all generations, no matter what you identify as. If you're seeking to transition from a career industry or job to another, or ready to transform your life completely, I got you, boo. Whatever the fantasy you're trying to create, let me make it happen. If you're ready to start the journey to explore your passion and purpose, get focused on gaining clarity to transform you to a place that will fuel you, inspire you, and sprinkle some joy and laughter in between, it's time to dive into Coaching for Millennials. Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of Coaching for Millennials. I am your host, Jose Miguel Longo. I'm so excited and delighted to be with you here today on a wonderful Wednesday, actually Thursday afternoon. I forgot that yesterday I really wanted to record this episode for you, as I typically do on Wednesdays. However, there's some construction happening in my neighborhood, and we've got National Grid outside putting in new gas lines in people's houses. So they've been drilling the whole entire street, putting in a new gas line on the main, but then bringing in new lines into everyone's homes, and then taking out the meter inside the home and putting a new meter outside of your house. So they don't no longer have to come into your house to do it. It's been a little bit of a nightmare for several reasons. One, because access to the streets, people's lives are interrupted. The amount of noise. My house was literally like maybe 20 minutes ago was shaking. They seem to have calmed down. And it's a little bit later in the day, so I purposely was kind of like getting other things done to then kind of record this. But I always try my best to record something. I think Wednesdays is the secret sweet sauce or sweet day for me. I like Wednesdays. It's kind of in the middle of the week, and to kind of give you a midweek pick you up. Wednesday's one of my favorite days. So actually didn't even plan that on purpose. It just kind of happened to be that, like, oh, I'm going to start doing episodes on Wednesdays instead of Fridays, which is what I used to do. So delighted to be here with you today. Tongue twister when you talk so fast. I apologize. Clearing my throat here. But I have a fabulous show for you today. And we're diving into back to basics, right? Last week, I brought you an episode on how to overcome your fears when it comes to career in your life and the tools and tactics to kind of overcome that. This week, I want to talk about something that I think in so many ways, people oftentimes, what's the word I'm looking for? Trying to think of the word to describe. Well, let me start with this. There's two really powerful parts in our human likeness, maybe is maybe the best way to describe it, that really are equated to today's conversation. One is mindset, and one is the manifestation of using your mindset to overcome everything and anything that you seek to do in your life
and your career and all aspects of your life. And I find it really fascinating how we as humans oftentimes forget the connection of how our minds work. And I know that a couple of weeks ago, when I relaunched the podcast and I started season 4, I talked about how my mindset just wasn't connecting to the part of my brain that allows me to do and process my emotions, my feelings, my thoughts. And I just really couldn't make it work the way I wanted to. And a lot of it came down to mental health. And today's conversation is not about mental health. We'll be having a more deeper conversation around that, particularly around my experience, but hopefully bringing in some more science into that. For this purpose, there's a lot of psychology that's involved in mindset. And so even though I've learned throughout my life, my career, how to use my mindset to help me improve my life, be more successful in my career, give me the things that I've wanted, dream the things that I want to dream, when it came to my mental health, I couldn't do that. And there's a chemical imbalance that happens in your mental health that causes some of these triggers or episodes or situations or emotions and feelings and thoughts that we oftentimes can't overcome. However, through work with therapy and medicine, you can build a better you if you're experiencing mental health issues. So for today, I want to be clear that today's conversation is about mindset to help you overcome and manifesting the things you want in life. It is not around how our minds are impacted by our mental health, because it can be confusing. And I don't want to create confusion. I want to create clarity. So jumping right in, there's a transformative concept that can dramatically reshape your life that's interwoven into the nature of your mindset and the incredible potential of manifestation. So if you take control of your thoughts, beliefs, and create the reality you deserve, you're in the right place. This gives you an opportunity to really use your mindset to have control over the things that you want in your life. Now, I personally do believe that manifestation, the idea, and we'll talk about manifestation more here in a second, but the idea and the process of believing and seeing something can really bring things to life for you. I'll give you an example. I've always been obsessed with cars. My partner hates me because I will randomly say, oh my God, that blah, 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 blah car. And I'm like, I love that car. And thinks that I want it when I just like the car in general. But I can recall being a kid and looking at a car and knowing exactly what kind of car it was just by looking at the taillights or the headlights or like the sleek design of a car. I'm just obsessed with it. It's always been interesting for me. I just grew up being around that and I've always been fascinated by it. I still to this day go to an auto show by myself. I will geek out on going to car websites and researching what technology they're coming out with. It's just fun for me. Long story short, I remember being in my early, I don't know, maybe 20s or late teens, and the model Ford Escape had just been released as a new model in the Ford lineup. And I said out loud, I want that car. And I didn't realize the connection that pretty much for the most part, every car I have had at this point, and I say for the most part because I've had several cars in my life. I mean, a lot of cars. I've kind of probably manifested the idea of getting that car. And I'll be a little bit more specific. Prior to getting my Ford Escape, which I bought brand new in 2018, I had a Kia Sportage. I remember saying out loud, and most of these conversations, believe it or not, I have with my brother, because my brother is also a car lover. So shout out to Manny. But I have these conversations with a lot of people, but my brother gets me. And I said the same thing about my Kia Sportage. So going back to certain things, and I'll apply this also to like an outside of the car situation, another situation that happened to me recently. I feel like even though those two things about the car, the Kia Sportage and the Ford Escape, didn't happen later into my life. Like I got my Kia Sportage in, I think it was 2014. Maybe it was 2014. Yeah, I got the Kia Sportage in 2014. And then I got my Ford Escape in 2018. Those are very, like, so weird to talk about it. And years later, I've actually made that happen for myself. I manifested getting the car. It wasn't on purpose. It was more of like the idea of actually setting my mindset, and the belief and the attitude to me wanting that and getting that. And so I think about that now, and I'm going to apologize for the barking dog. Someone's coming into the house. This is just real life, you know, people. So there's so many different things that I think we as humans don't oftentimes make the connection to when it comes to how we have the power of manifesting things. The second example I wanted to share was specifically around my job. And I really believe that I manifested my layoff from my job because I so desperately wanted to leave because I didn't feel like I was serving my purpose in the work that I was doing at that job and that I wanted more out of my work and out of my employer. In all honesty, I felt as though there was a disconnect between how I was performing to the expectation of the job. And the expectation was to perform at the same level as everyone else when the number of accounts and the number of partners I had were not the same as everyone else. And that made my job harder because I was trying to still meet the demand and the expectation, but it just wasn't what was needed or what was expected. So I was talking to all my coworkers and I would say, I really wish they would lay me off. I would gladly take a severance package. Like just because I felt as though the situation wasn't getting better. I think part of the reason I was laid off was because I opened my mouth more than one time and expressing my concern for my team and my concern for the amount of accounts that I was managing. And for me, it became more of my mental health and well-being and taking care of myself and dealing with everything that I had going on that was impacting my work. When all this started to kind of come down the pipeline that I was feeling this way and sharing my thoughts and feelings, not just with my coworkers, but I also shared it with HR. My father was in the hospital, you know, recovering from his heart attack. And so it was last year, it all kind of started to kind of come down the pipeline from June all the way up until I got laid off. And so I accepted that because I wanted that. Whether I wanted it in the moment, I wanted it for comfort and safety because I felt like it was the best thing for me in that moment. My attitude and my belief created that. So when we think about what our mindset does and the manifestation, those two work really well together. Think about people who create vision boards because they want to be reminded of what it is that they're dreaming about and they want for themselves. Think of people who journal all the time and they put their ideas together and start to compartmentalize what it is that they want for themselves. All of these different things are part of that journey to create what it is that you want for yourself, whether it's in career and in your life. And when it came to me losing my job and getting laid off, I had the mindset that I was going to work on finding a new job. But at the same time, in the back of my head, I realized that I wanted so much more than just a new job. I wanted to really build my coaching business and my coaching practice. So I had to shift the mindset so I can start manifesting what it is I want to build. I had to envision that. I had to write it down. I had to really start to think of all the things I needed to do to prioritize and creating that for myself, which is a work in progress. Like today's episode is, you know, 6 weeks from when I got laid off to me starting to realize, oh, I have the ability to potentially look for a job and find a job that I want to be in. But also, if I manage to build up my coaching business and my other projects to a comfortable place where I'm actually bringing in the income that I need to, you know, survive and support my family, maybe I don't have to go to have a full-time job. That would be great, right? Wouldn't it be ideal? But I feel like I can use my mindset and my attitude and my belief to shape that to what I want it to look like. So enough about me with all this. Let me give you the tools. Let me define for you what mindset is, what manifestation is, how you can use that to benefit you and your future and your reality, and how, if you want someone who's a coach like myself to help you build that for yourself, maybe you need some clarity on how to get to that direction. Maybe you need some assistance with building it out and designing it. That's the type of work that I do, and that's what I am an expert at. Side note, my dog is behind me laying down, playing with her toys. So if you hear some crunching in the background, just be aware that Eastwood is in the room. I want to start with two things first about mindset. The first is that mindset is the process of bringing something tangible into your life through belief, focus, and expectation. There is a really important idea around mindset, which comes into the types of mindset that we carry. The first one is a fixed mindset, which is one that we oftentimes encounter because our brains aren't hardwired to adapt to make change. So that's a fixed mindset where you don't necessarily want to change things in your life or adapt to new things in your life to then retrain yourself to develop and learn new things. Then there's a growth mindset, which is the one where your brain is now working a little bit harder to stretch itself out and to be able to allow yourself to learn new things and to challenge yourself and to change and to challenge yourself to be adaptable to really allow yourself to create what you want. So a lot of the conversations we talk about in the podcast are specifically to how do we change that fixed mindset. And how do we lean in to having a stronger growth mindset? Now, if you go back to episodes in season one, again, remember, this is going back to basics. There is an episode where I talk about Carol Dweck's psychology around fixed mindset and growth mindset. And I think it's really important to use those resources that I've shared before to really help you connect the dots. But for today, I'm actually bringing in the connection between mindset and manifestation to really share with people how to have a positive and growth-oriented mindset that can help you attract positive outcomes in your lives. Sometimes we have certain experiences in our lives that can be really traumatic and sometimes very daunting. And we need to sometimes process that to be able to get into a positive mindset to then be able to move on to the next thing. I'm certain that if you operate on the instance that I can compartmentalize how to process the things that need to process, whether it's those emotions and those ideas, to then start focusing the time and the energy on developing the next steps towards that positive mindset, that growth mindset, that you can then move towards manifesting what it is that you want. Going back to the example of my experience with my job, I truly am feeling amazing about what happened. Like, it was a blessing. And I said this before in another podcast episode, how like this experience took me a little bit to like talk about it. But I think in my mind, I had already processed the fact that like, I'm good. And thank you for my company for doing that for me. So defining mindset, you know, I already mentioned the two types, but defining mindset, your mindset again is established, established set of beliefs and attitudes that shape how you see the world. When you think of it like a pair of glasses. Now, the lenses you use determine how situations and opportunities appear. So again, that, you know, growth mindset versus fixed mindset. If you look at the lens of glasses, if they're going to always be foggy and you refuse to clean them, then that's going to be the way they are. If you decide that you want to clean those lenses and you want to open your eyes to the opportunities of what's in front of you, then you have that growth mindset. Now, let's talk about why mindset's important. So we've already mentioned so many examples from my experiences and how the two different types of mindset are really critical to someone's growth and development in their life and their career. But when you think of why mindset matters, it impacts everything you do. It influences your motivations, your resiliency, the way you handle challenges, how you perceive yourself, your self-confidence, the imposter syndrome. Those things are really critical to how you perceive yourself. And if you want to change the outcomes of those things, you have to switch your mindset. And if you really want to get into the research of it all, I highly suggest considering reviewing Carol Dweck's book on, you know, she was kind of like the founder of what mindset is and really has a lot of research that she's done specifically on the two types of mindset, the fixed mindset and the growth mindset. Now, I mentioned a little bit about what those two mean. I'm going to give you a textbook definition so that you have this. So a fixed mindset is the belief that talent and ability are set, leading to avoidance of challenges and sense of stagnation. A growth mindset is the belief that you can develop and expand abilities with practice and dedication, leading to embracing obstacles and love of learning. So these two definitions are very different from each other, not just because of what actually happens when you use them, but also what actions come of them. So if you have the ability to take action and you really are comfortable and getting uncomfortable, then you can change your mindset. So let's talk about what that looks like. How do you take action with it? So the first thing is it takes work. Right? Our mindsets are forged over time through experiences and messages that we internalize. They're not set in stone. However, changing them requires a conscious effort. So it's really important to take the opportunity to put in the work, whether it's through journaling, whether it's through coaching, whether it's through a vision board or all of the above, which are oftentimes amazing, you can work on that. The second thing is neuroplasticity. Now, this is an amazing belief and an amazing tool that your brain has the ability to do. It has the ability to reorganize itself. With repetition and focus, you literally can rewire your brain for a new mindset. Now, I work on this with some of my clients, and I give them typically actionable tasks that require them to do work for a period of 21 days. And I have a client that I'm working with right now that I've given them a set of questions that they have to follow throughout the course of a period of time. We start with the first set for 21 days to implement the action of the brain actually reworking itself. So there's a repetition in taking this action and seeing and writing and hearing what it is that they're working on. A lot of this comes from the belief they have in themselves, but where they're also stuck. So their action of what they're writing is triggering a positive effect and improving their confidence and kind of removing that imposter syndrome that they're stuck with, but also creating clarity around what their intention are, what their intention is, and who they are. So it's really, really amazing work and has some really powerful effects. Now, how do we develop this? So a lot of this has to come down to challenging your limiting beliefs. I've mentioned this before, not just in previous episodes in season 4, but previously in the podcast throughout multiple episodes. When you hear that inner critic, that inner saboteur in your head, you have to really think about the evidence of what that is. Are these ideas and thoughts really true? So let's use the example of, I'm not good enough. Is that really true? Is that a idea of like what your brain wants you to think? Do you really believe that you're not good enough? Let's try reframing that negative idea and saying you're going to turn the I can't into I can, and focus on what growth that can give you without limitation. Because we want to empower you to use that vocabulary of reframing what it is that you're thinking and feeling and believing into a more positive mindset that can really help you be more reflective of yourself, build up resiliency, and the possibility to more growth. So some things to be mindful of is that manifestation means bringing your desires into reality, aligning your thoughts, energy, and action for specific outcomes. It taps into the power of focused intention. So when we think about manifestation, what I mentioned before and with my stories about the car, the job, you have to develop that belief. You have to really convince yourself and be in that attitude and be in that framework and be in that mindset to really change the energy of that to determine what vibration frequency you're going to be. Here, everything is about energy. So energy is key. Your mindset's determined by your vibration frequency. So what do I mean by that? High vibration is joy, gratitude. That attracts positive experiences. A low vibration is doubts and fears. So that manifests more of the same negative energy. So when we start to think about how do we shift that and how do we create these positive beliefs and these positive manifestations, you have to subconsciously believe that you're really at your optimal to really change that. So you want to think positively. Again, words of affirmation. I mentioned before that I keep in my computer my three words for the year: abundance, alignment, and self-love. I mentioned before what my positive affirmations are. I am enough. I am unstoppable. I am brave. And the actions that I do every single day is that I inspire, I create, I lead, and I succeed. Those are what I created for myself. And I have this poster that's probably been sitting at this particular desk for over 3 years now, but I've actually had it with me for over maybe 8 years. I keep rewriting it when it gets all gunked out and decides that it wants to fall off, and then I tape it back onto my monitor. But that's my mantra. That's for me. And unstoppable is one of the things that I feel like we all are. We all have this ability to be unstoppable. It's the framing that we create in ourselves that we make a reality of not thinking that we're enough. So let's look a little bit deeper into how do you create a system that is of belief to make into reality. So the negative side of this is that if you subconsciously believe that you're unworthy of love, for example, amazing partners just won't happen, right? You can't get a great relationship or a great partnership. That's a mindset. And so if you stick to that mindset, then you're never going to experience the change of having a positive relationship or a loving person or partner. And what matters most is that you're in charge of creating the life that you want and creating the life that you want, that you deserve to live. Those are just facts. You're 100% responsible for that. And if you take action, whether it's, let's say, for example, I had this conversation with my husband. I said, I want to manifest for myself in the next year to be completely out of debt, to go buy a brand new car in cash, and to have enough money in the bank to put a down payment on a condo in Florida. Those are the three things that I want to accomplish in a year. I know that if I continue to have that narrative in my head and I start to map out and design what that process looks like for myself, I truly have the ability to empower myself in creating the action that's required to design that for the future. And if at the end of the day, it takes me longer to do that, I'm still not going to change it because I want that for myself. I want that for my family. Just know that this is truth. This is real. This is all about you taking action and also believing in yourself. And sometimes you need people in your life to help you be accountable, to help you be coached, to help you be accountable and taking the action that you need and reminding you that you are worthy of all these things. One thing that oftentimes is equated to the word manifestation is, oh, that's magic. And I laugh because I've heard that a lot and I don't really believe that. And it's not true. Like, manifestation has nothing to do with magic. It's really about the focus of intention and the work that you put into building something that you really want for yourself. And the reason manifestation and mindset go together is because you have the ability to empower yourself with the mindset to manifest what you want for your life. Period. There's no in between that. So let's create some call to actions that can help any king or queen accomplish clarity in their manifestation. So get crystal clear on what you want. And not just what you want, what you don't want, right? So really visualize and feel. Imagine your desires as if they were real. Engage in the emotions you feel when you have it. That can be really powerful. I'm getting goosebumps right now talking about this with you because this was the same thing I started to think about myself when I think about for myself, when I thought about what my business could look like. I'm working on a couple of things behind the scenes that are not specific to coaching for millennials, that are a different business that's specific to affiliate marketing and digital marketing that I'm so ecstatic about that I feel like it's going to be a game changer for me and a game changer for my family. And when I started to think about and visualize what my life could look like, I had goosebumps. And every time I talk about it, I get goosebumps. And that's what I want for you. If you're in this space or a place where you might be in a dark time in your life, I want you to take this opportunity to listen to this episode and maybe listen to some older ones that can really help you shift the mindset of where you are, live in your feelings for however long you need to. And if you find yourself that you're not moving in the needle in any direction, I need you to get inspired. I need you to stop sitting around and take some action to align yourself to who you are and your values. I want you to write down what those goals are. I want you to visualize and taste what it is that you want to achieve. These are things that are critical to everyone's happiness and joy in life. This is what I help people get clarity on when it's the difference between purpose and achieving your goals. These are so important for us to have joy, for us to feel happy. And it's not that we will always feel happy and joy. That's why there are emotions and feelings. But we have so much control over the energy and the time that we spend feeling terrible about things that don't have anything to do with how we want to live. You have full control over all those things. So in this episode, I hope that a lot of what we've talked about today really resonates. If it resonates with you, please feel free to share with someone else you think that needs it. I want to leave you with a positive affirmation. Today's affirmation is, my mind is powerful. I choose thoughts that uplift, inspire, and align with my highest goals. And I'm a magnet for all that is good. So I want to thank you so much for your time and listening to me today. I hope this episode brought you some joy, some enthusiasm, and created some positivity, and hopefully gives you an opportunity to really dwell into a little bit more about how you act and how you take action with your mindset, and hopefully you can take some ideas into manifestation. Before I let you go, for those of you that are watching this, I want to share this book that I'm reading. It's called Your Queer Career. It's by my good friend, Steve Iacovelli. I'm going to put the link in the show notes, but this is the book that I'm reading at the moment. Steve is going to be on the podcast in a few weeks. We actually had a conversation a couple weeks ago, but that episode will air in a few weeks. And I'm really excited to share what we discussed. His book is so empowering, and it really shares some stories that you might relate with in relationship to your own career and your own life. So thank you so much. Have an amazing day. If it's not a good one, then go and change it. Love you all. Bye.
Hey, Chit Chatter. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. If you found value in today's episode, be sure to share it with the world. We welcome everyone for listening. And if you'd like, please go on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review. Those reviews mean everything to me, and they help the show grow, as well as for me to know what topics you want to hear from next. Be sure to go visit to coachingwithjoseandmiguel.com or Coaching for Millennials for more up-to-date content, newsletters, blogs, information about coaching for life and career. Thank you so much for being a part of our magical world and for being part of this program. I can't wait to the next episode.